Blog Talk Radio.
Let her go, Chadwick. Turn up your radio. Build a whiskey and drink it down slow. It's Whiskey Bent in the Pit. If you don't listen, boy, you ain't shit outlaw barbecue show. He's an all-night smoker, a cold beer holder. His spare ribs will blow your mind. And with his Cosmos Q and his Green Mountain grills, he'll walk the stage every time. Turn on your radio, crack a beer, Chad's ready to go. It's Whiskey Ben in the Pit all night, late night. If you don't listen, boy, you ain't right. Outlaw Barbecue Show. Whiskey Ben in the Pit radio show. Good for the egg shakes and saggy. Can I get a raise? Hell, come on.
All right, guys, there we are. Dorsey Odell bringing us in. So we are here. It is April 9th, 2013, and welcome to Whiskey Bit in the Pit. We are not going to have that long of a monologue, which you guys probably love. You don't have to hear me ramble about anything. A couple things. Welcome. Glad you could join us tonight. Great lineup. Ronnie Kate, Smoke on the Water, Productions, obviously on to talk about. Contest he has coming up in Laughlin. Talk about the Laughlin contest at the end of the year. I believe he's also got a Mississippi State Championship and Pine Bluff on the books. So got a lot to always talk about. Ronnie, always a great guest, always great listener numbers. And plus, I mean, at the end of the day, I just like the guy. We like whiskey. We like to throw craps together, and we love good barbecue. So I've always been a fan of Ronnie's, always will be. I appreciate what he's done for our hobby or sport or whatever you want to call it. Whatever, our passion. Rich Parker from Great Lakes Barbecue Association and TheBarbecueSuperstore.com coming on to join us second. Going to talk about a new little thing they've got going on up there in their neck of the woods, the beak-to-beak, kind of a lot like a chest-to-chest or butt-to-butt has been done in the Midwest. Rich is bringing a little something different up there to the Great Lakes Barbecue Association, him and the team. Third, we're going to talk to Mike Richter. We talked to Mike right before. He kind of started his, what he calls his Southern Swing. Comes down, cooks Pensacola, Hammond, Slidell. I think there's maybe one or two more I missed. I know I missed at least one more. I can't remember what it is, but going to have Mike on, have him recap that. Last time I saw him and talked to him was in Pensacola. He was coming off a big grand championship there in a pretty tough field. And I think as that a little trip of his gets more and more, he gets more into it. The competition just continues to go up and up. So Mike's always great to have on the show. Had him numerous times before, and he's always a pleasure. Dan Hickson's going to close the show with us, Three Eyes Barbecue. Dan's announcing a couple new classes. Also want to get his take on him and Rub's class they did down here in Winter Haven, then talk to him a little bit about this upcoming season, some different things like that. So packed show tonight, four guests, four great ones. So really looking forward to it. If you guys have noticed on Facebook, we've got the new logo up. We made our decision. Got to say, pretty cool process. We went over there to 99designs.com. Cost $299. I think we ended up getting 7 or 8, maybe 9, 10 different logos. Some of them were just out of bounds. Some of them were really good. We narrowed it down to 3, and this was the winner. I know a lot of you guys, I mean, our first logo was pretty kick-ass, but, after getting the cease and desist letter from Jack Daniels, we decided to kind of go in another direction and went with kind of more of the polished, professional look. But don't be afraid. We do have the old logo with amendments to make it operate within the cease and desist. So we got some new merch coming out with the new logo, and don't be surprised next year, Pigfest, you don't see maybe some quote-unquote throwbacks with the altered original logo. So we're going to have some fun with it. We thought it was time for maybe a little bit of a facelift. You know, I mean, we've had that logo since 07, and it's cool and all, but we just wanted to go somewhere different with it. So that was cool process. Also this week, want to thank Grizzly Coolers for coming on board with Whiskey Bent in the Pit and also with the our barbecue team. Looking forward to getting their products. Really, 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 really impressed. We'll talk more about them a little bit later in the show. And then the last thing is we had a great time over at the Wingin' It Festival in Winter Haven this weekend. We were fortunate enough to come out with a Reserve Grand Championship in the Pro Division. If you haven't already, you can go over to our Facebook page, Whiskey Bent BBQ, and check out some of the wing boxes that we turned in. I think we took a second in the open, fourth in Buffalo Wing, and fifth in Dry Rub Wing. So it was pretty basic what we did. But we really enjoyed it. We turned in some really jammed up boxes. I think everything had at least 25 pieces, if not more, in it. So that was really, really cool to do. So anyway, with that being said, before we go over to Ronnie Cates, I want to thank longtime sponsor of the show, Darian Cosmos over there at Cosmos Cube, cosmoscube.com. Darian's a great guy, great products, whether it be, I'll tell you what, that sweet Chipotle, or that, oh, I'm forgetting the name of it right now, his Killer Bee Chipotle Rub. It is awesome. We've been using it this year, and it's been great. Really, really love it. The Killer Bee also, if you're looking for something kind of sweet over the top, it works out great. The injections are proven. His sauce is a little bit unique and different, and I like it. Just go over there, check him out. His brines that he's got on the chicken and the pork are great. All around, great guy, great products. And don't forget that competition DVD set, all four categories, less than $400, delivered to your door. It's great. I've been through it. I've had some people reach out to me on Facebook and email and tell me they bought it. They were very, very happy with their purchase. So with that being said, go hit Darian up. Cosmos, the letter Q, .com. That being said, let's pull in Mr. Cates.
What's up, brother?
How you doing, man?
Man, I got to tell you, I love your intro song. We need to release that wide somewhere.
Well, man, I will tell you what. It's our good friends over at Team Unknown. they're Brisket Cook and Head Ball Buster, old Dorsey Odell. He's usually the guy that breaks out the guitar on Friday nights around the campfires at the contest. And he was over here for a party here towards the end of last year. And he said, you know what, man? He said, I think I'm going to write you a song for that radio show. I said, well, let's do it. And old boy never disappoints, man. I'm glad you like it.
Hey, that's after a couple of nips. I was going to say, if Jack Daniels wasn't a sponsor of mine, I quit drinking their whiskey since they made you cease and desist on your logo there. But
yeah, man, it is. But I mean, at the same time, maybe it was time for a new one. It just kind of works like that.
Hey, brother, that's kind of like what happened to us at the Silverton and everything. I just got to think things happen for a reason. So
absolutely, and I mean, you got to look at the. You know, I always try to find the good in the situation. And you know, I guess if you're on the radar enough to get a cease and desist, at least it means you're moving on.
Man, that's what's crazy. I've done. Sometimes you'll get something you're like, how in the hell did somebody see this? You know, or where did they see it at? So that
exactly.
Means at least people are looking. So that's a good thing.
Absolutely. So, Ronnie, always good to have you on, man. Got a couple things I want to talk about. But first and foremost, I want to give you a chance. I know, I follow the forums and the Barbecue Brethren, and, I follow you guys on Facebook and this and that. I kind of want to start out with giving you a chance to talk about the Silverton issue and kind of get your side of the story out there so people just really understand. Because, the one thing I've always said is, God bless Ronnie Cates and the Smoke on the Water and the Cates family, because you guys have brought real prize money, real venues to Competition Barbecue. Not to say there aren't other great contests out there and great venues and this and that, but I think really, that's always been your focus. You always make sure it's worth the trip. Like for us later this year when we come all the way to Florida out to Laughlin, there's a truck on the line, there's money on the line, and all around at the end of the day, it's a chance to cook against the best guys in the country.
Absolutely.
But when I saw all this happen with Silverton, I said, man, it looks like this shit got dropped right in Ronnie's lap, lap at the 12th hour. So go ahead and kind of, if you can kind of, soup the nuts it kind of in a quick version, but I want the folks to understand, because the other thing I think people don't realize is what the hell it goes into promoting an event.
Oh, absolutely. See, I think that's one of the things most people don't understand. Promoters, our first thing is we're not stupid. I don't even go near an event or even promote an event until I have an executed contract in my hand. And so with the Silverton, and like I said, not burning bridges and it's all behind us now, but it's just kind of a crazy deal. We had everything executed, signed contract, everything that we did, $50,000 prize money, the whole shebang, everything we had. We had, at the time that they canceled, we had roughly about a little over 80 teams that had already registered.
Oh.
And now, let me tell you, it even gets a little worse than that. But Stacy, and matter of fact, she says hello to everybody and hello to you. She had a family obligation to go to, so she's not here. But Stacy and I actually had went down to Vegas just roughly 2 weeks, you know, before the event anyway, just to get the footprint all set out and get everything done. And there was no issues, no problems with anything. So we got everything ready and for the contest. And we'd already had what is so bad, you know, your judges make plans. Everybody makes plans. And what some folks don't understand is that as promoters, we're still kind of at the mercy of our sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
And we got back after our meeting on Monday. I got back in the office on a Wednesday, and this is roughly 2 weeks before the event now. And they called me out of the blue and decided I need to have a Las Vegas business slash promoters license or Clark County license. And I've done several events in Las Vegas, and you don't have to have one of those. And I don't know why they did what they did, or you know, that's their reasons there. But after I even called the Clark County office for that, I have it in writing, sent me an email and everything else that I did not require a sponsorship, or a license to get done. And if you get a license, it takes like 60 days to get one anyway. So that was kind of like they're out, or that's what happened was they said, well, you know, we really don't care what they say. This is what we're going to require. And then the rest is history, because it's going to take 60 days. Event's 2 weeks away. And then they left me holding the bag, of course, and I'm the one that has to contact everybody and tell them we cancel. And let me tell you something, what's even a booger is refunding a lot of money to all these people, you know, because we were already several thousand into the event just from promoting, you know, and everything else we did. And, of course, you know, the people that aren't coming down to our event May 2nd through the 4th in Laughlin, you know, we had a lot of teams that transferred over, but, you know, like I said, you had to refund their money back. So, you know, we spend in a couple of weeks doing all that. And then people that really don't know what goes on, you know, there's a lot of gossip and stuff out there on the which I hate sometimes on these forums, because you know, you just want to read through those forums and choke some of these people. And then most of the people that do all the talking, then when you find out and you investigate who they are, and I hate that hiding behind your handle thing, but then they don't even cook in these contests. So
right,
it's kind of
right.
Like, man, why is it even why is it your business? But as long as, you know, like I said, most people, everybody, the teams, they all know us, our reputation and things, and we would never ever cancel an event. And then there you are again, is you have an executed contract and you have a large casino or a corporation say, well, what are you going to do, sue me? And which that's true. What, you know, what what
yeah.
can I do? But we learned a lesson now, is that before any events go on, now we'll have the money deposited in the bank before we continue, because obviously I grew up where you just shook a man's hand and everything was good, but we know contracts aren't worth a damn anymore. So it is what it is. But then we move on, and I'm like you. I guess maybe things happen for a purpose, and we just move on and go from there. So that's where we're at on that. And that was an unfortunate incident, but we've been doing this for a long time and quite a few contests, and, you know, we've never canceled anything in our life. And so that was Silverton that canceled, so wasn't us. So that's the second part of the story, and we're sticking to it.
Well, you know what? I don't think anybody knows Silverton except for the Joe Dirt movie. So now they just got another black eye. The heck with it.
Hey, man, it is what it is. And, hey, like I said, the only bad thing was it was going to be such a great place to have the event. They have a Bass Pros, one of the world's largest Bass Pros there, and they said 7,500 to 10,000 people a day just in customers to their Bass Pro. And, you know, all my good friends at Budweiser and the people that were Jack Daniels, people who were serving our drinks and our beer for us, were pretty upset because they were expecting a hell of a turnout. So,
absolutely.
Man, we had a great, like I said, we had a great lineup too with the teams and everything. So, but like I said, we're moving on, and next event is down in Laughlin. We'll be down there May the 2nd through the 4th, and we did that event starting back in November, last November. We were part of a Veterans Day festival, and we did so well down there that Mr. Laughlin himself came down and asked us to do two events for him. And so, you know, it's kind of hard to turn down a man who's got a town named after him. And so we decided we're going to have two events in Laughlin, which the one coming up May 2nd and 4th. And then we decided to move the USA Barbecue Championship, which has a permanent home now at the Riverside Resort, November the 1st and 2nd. So that will always be the USA champion from this point on will always be the first weekend in November.
That's good to know. Let's you know, speaking of that, I want to get back to the upcoming event here in a second.
Absolutely.
But you know, once again, talking about just different things that happen and things out of your control. Talk a little bit about, you know, obviously, you know, you said boom, first weekend of November, you know, is when it's going to be from here on out. Talk a little bit about, because you've had this date for a while. I mean, I know I went back, and I think I've had it on my calendar since dang near maybe the beginning of the year.
Correct.
And so then the World Food Championships comes out and says, boom, we're going to be on the first weekend of November. And I remember going in, and I told my wife, I said, you know what? I said, we're about to find a way to get two smokers out there. I said, because if the World Food Championships keeps the timelines they kept last year, I said, I can go cook down in Laughlin and drive back, you know, to be able to build boxes. She's like, you have lost your mind. I was like, I'm going to cook both of them. I said, I don't get them on the same weekend or not. But then, you know, I think you got on the horn with Mike and the guys over there, Mike McLeod.
That's correct.
And it seems like y'all were able to work it out, right?
Beautiful thing, man. Said I've known Mike a long time and everything, and to be honest with you, I'd actually talked to Mike even before I set my date, and because I wanted to make sure that, you know, we didn't think it was a conflict or stepping on any toes, and he, you know, what we really didn't think is a conflict when we first did it, so we set the date on the 1st and 2nd, so we were aware going in that we would be, I don't want to maybe use the word competing, but, you know, we would be having our event at the same time at the World Food Championships. And as time got on, more people were kind of, the teams were kind of grumbling a little bit, like, damn, you know, because I want to do this one, I want to do that one, and they didn't want to have to choose. And Mike and I got on the horn, and, you know, that's what's really great I love about the barbecue world is, man, all we want is what's best for each promoter and what helps each other out. And he decided that the people at I believe it's Caesar's Palace or whoever their main host is, it didn't offend them to move the date back a week, and so that's where we're at. And actually, it kind of even helps us out more because a lot of the people that were going to the World Food Championship, I think you have to be checked in by Wednesday or Thursday. I don't want to speak for the World Food Championship, but we're figuring those people that are coming out will just swing by Laughlin first, and then when they're done with us, just slide on down the road and can hit the World Food Championship.
You know, and it's one of those things, and it's something I noticed on your schedule, too, that we're going to talk about here again in a second, is you're absolutely right. And I mean, for guys that, like I know my buddies at Team Unknown, they had their rig drove all the way last year. And so if you look at it, I mean, heck, to me, I mean, you know, it seems like old Don Laughlin there at the Riverside Resort, and Laughlin, I mean, he's got a damn good rate, so why not just, you know, why, you know, and they kind of, it seems, are flexible enough. If you do have a trailer, you could probably work out something with them on a place you can get in the parking lot without, you know, taking up too much space or whatever for a couple of days.
We already
that. Yeah, and then stay there and just head on up the road to Vegas on Wednesday and get checked in over there.
Absolutely, brother. One of the things, the great thing about Don Laughlin gets it, too. So, I mean, he understands kind of what's going on, and he understands gamblers. He understands the whole concept. And they have this huge RV park that is literally right across the road over from there. And so he's already set up. We've got everything set up, which will be – actually, we're making a lot of announcements on your show tonight, but where if people do come down – and they don't have to be in Vegas till Wednesday or Thursday, whenever the World Food Championships has them check in or whatever. They can go right across the road. They have full amenities of everything on an RV park that you need. They have all the showers, just everything you need there. And I think it's like $11 a night. And and you just move over there, and we're just kind of hoping that the folks will, you know, kind of hang around for a few more days, and then when it's time, just drive on down the road to Vegas, and boom, you're there, ready to lock and load.
No, I think that's great. I think it seems like a lot of the, the same thought rationale you have on because I can tell you one that I'd really like to make, because I've never cooked in Mississippi and I've never cooked in Arkansas. It's two states I'd like to cross off the list, and it seems like you've done something real similar with, you know, on your website you've got the Mississippi Barbecue Championship September 12th and 13th, or 12th and 4th through the 14th.
Correct.
And then you got Pine Bluff September 20th to 21st. How long a drive is that between the two, Ronnie?
Man, that's not. It's what's bad. You know how I love to shoot my craps and drink my whiskey, brother. And it's Tunica, Mississippi, which the event you were talking about there is at Harris Casino, and it is less than it's about a 2.5 hour drive from there to Pine Bluff.
See, I mean, and that's great when you can schedule things around like that. You know, it just makes it for the guys that are going to make the travel and the commute. When you can knock out two contests, you know, that's an absolute blast.
Oh, absolutely.
And honestly, if you really want to kill time, you know, obviously for like the Mike Richards of the world that are retired and this and that, I mean, maybe not me as much, but, you know, you've got the Royal two weekends after. Pine
Certainly.
Bowl. You know what I'm saying? So it may even be a way where if you drive your rig out there, you find a buddy, you know, between here and there that lets you drop off the truck and trailer at the, you know, somewhere they've got for a week and a half, and you can fly back home and go to work and then just fly out and have your gear out there.
Exactly. And for those people, like you said, that are retired, kind of going around, it's what's really great about everything is that at Harris in Tunica, they have an unbelievable RV park. I mean, it's you know, full service, same thing, everything here. And in Pine Bluff, we have an unbelievable RV park, and the same with all the full service and everything else. So that's what you're exactly right. That's what we started to try and do is get some logistic things, and we're, you know, being in the promoting business, we even promote concerts and things like that. We call it routing, brother. So
mm-hmm.
You know, if you make the routing easier, it's just like boom, 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 and these people can you know, just kind of glide from one contest to another, and especially, you know, because ours, we're always going to have some big money out there and make it worth everybody's while to come down these away. And that's what we're trying to accomplish, especially down here in Laughlin, when we're in this part of the world over there. You know, we've really got some great things going on in May. You know, like I said, I'm definitely pushing our May contest. We want everybody to come out and cook in that the second and fourth. But this thing we're doing in November in Laughlin is just it's kind of some things that have never been done before, and we're really excited about the type of quality of teams we're going to have down there.
Absolutely.
Well, what
I know a lot of stuff has been finalized more about that event than the last time we had you on the show.
That's correct.
You know, can you go ahead and give us a rundown of some of those things that you guys have got locked down for that event?
Absolutely. Well, one of the great things is, like I say, we created this USA Barbecue Championship because we were the same. We're trying to find the absolute best barbecue teams. Now, again, Q is all we do, brother. You know, it's the best teams in the world. And obviously there's already a world championship out there, so we just went to next and did the USA championship. But we've moved that around. That's one of the first $100,000 contests. You know, we've had a $100,000 contest, $125,000 contest with the USA championship, and we can never seem to find a home. We always move from one spot to another. And one of the reasons being we try and convince our partners, which – it's kind of like Jesse James asking why he robbed banks. He said, because that's where the money's at. Well, we found out that's why we go to casinos. Casinos love having you there. And the only problem we were having with casinos, they wouldn't commit to a date. You know, everybody wants to have, you know, like the Jack Daniels is on at the same time every year.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to do is find a home with our USA championship. And it kept getting bounced around because the casinos that were hosting them will say, well, you know, we need to move it to this date because we'll have something else to move that date. And I've always been trying to find a home, and it looks like we found one in Laughlin. And again, we signed a long-term contract with Laughlin, and I shook Mr. Laughlin's hand. Plus, we have a contract with him, so we believe in all they're doing.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're having what we created down there is we're actually taking we're calling it the Team of the Year series also. Because we have partnered with 10 barbecue associations, and their Team of the Year winner is going to be able to compete in our contest at no charge. Plus, we're putting them up in the Riverside Resort also. So all they have is their travel expense and, of course, their cooking expense, but there will be no entry fee, and we pay for their hotel rooms and everything. So we're literally going to have the best of the best, because these are the team of the years from – we had the Rocky Mountain Barbecue Association, the California Barbecue Association, Pacific Northwest Barbecue Association, Intermountain Barbecue Association, New England Barbecue Society, the Great Lakes Barbecue Association, the Florida Barbecue Association, the Utah Barbecue Association, the Minnesota Barbecue Association, and, of course, the KCB and KCBS. And here's an announcement that he's on your show. He doesn't even know it yet. I just got a phone with Carolyn Wells. And since their team of the year, all the other team of the years will be announced before our November event except the KCBS. And so we're making it retro. So last year's team of the year was Three Eyes Barbecue.
Yep.
So they will be invited down to Laughlin on our dime, and we're paying for their entry fee, and haven't even contacted them yet or anything. So we're we're breaking the news on here, and because their team of the year is not decided until after our event.
Right.
So whoever wins this year's team of the year will be invited to our 2014 contest. And so anyway, so we have all that going on. Plus, I think this is a first. I don't know if anybody's done this. But, you know, we're going to have over $100,000 in cash and prizes on this thing. And our grand champion is going to win a 2014 fully loaded twin cab pick 'em up truck, brother. And,
And you just hit on it, man. This ain't some, you know, most of the time when there's a giveaway like that, Ronnie, it's like the work truck version.
Yeah.
Like where you can hose out, where you can like hose out the floor, the seat. That's not the Cade's way of doing things. I know that.
Oh, no, this is. Brother, this is the grand champion. I mean, that is what the grand champion is going to win. And also, what's even more beautiful than that is there's also going to be no taxes. Though that's part of the deal.
Oh.
This is over $50,000 deal for the grand champion alone, because they're going to walk away with the title in their hand and owe no taxes, no anything. That's everything's paid for.
Wow.
And here's the keys, and you go. And that is compliments of Finley Motor Company. They are the largest in Arizona and in Nevada. They're the largest dealership there. And as a matter of fact, they're going to have the vehicle will be on display at our May event. And, of course, you know, we'll be having our website up and everything else like that. But that's a that's a guaranteed prize. That isn't like you dig around and if you got the winning key or you do a jackpot drawing or anything like that, brother. That is the prize. And you drive away, we'll probably even throw in a full tank of gas with that thing.
That is awesome. Now, is that the Grand Championship prize, or is there a little bit of money there too?
Well, that's it. We haven't figured out if we're going to throw more money in there, but that's
$50,000. Don't get me wrong, man. I mean, at the end of the day, if you don't need a truck, you take that thing home and put $40,000 on it brand new, and you go get it next day if you need it.
Well, here's the beautiful thing, too. They can literally, like if you win this thing, the dealer will even, if you want to sell it back to the dealer or whatever, the dealer will even buy it back from you.
See, man, you just can't beat that. I mean,
that's,
anyway, you're a winner, man.
Oh, yeah, and like I said, we're, you know, and then, of course, you know, we still have the big prizes, and the cash prizes, and we pay out, and what we did is literally spread out usually what the grand champion won. We put that money towards more into the category finishes, too. So we thought, you know, a $50,000 walkaway is a pretty good little deal, so. You know, hopefully all your listeners out there and everything will think that. Matter of fact, might even put that as a poll on there if, you know, they wanted the truck or the cash or whatever they wanted to do with it.
Yeah, to me, I think having the option is great. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, because someone may just need a truck. You know what I'm saying? you know, so that works out. But, man, that's just, you know, and that's the thing I think people don't realize about, you know, you and Stacey, and just, I mean, it's not just you and it's not just Stacey. I mean, just the whole family effort. I mean, I love your mama to death. I can't ever get enough hugs from her when I see her. You know, and you guys are always elevating your game. And I think maybe that's why I got, so irritated reading some of the stuff on the forums about Silverton was, you know, they really don't realize what the heck goes into this, and that's just to achieve the status quo, Ronnie. I mean, then you're always trying to improve your brand and improve what you're delivering to us cook teams.
Absolutely.
That's a whole other level of effort you got to go through.
Well, absolutely. Well, and another thing that we had found out, Chad, on our when we were doing our polls and things too, we had done a poll that because, you know, a lot of the barbecue teams, you know, they've won thousands and hundreds of trophies and things. And so we were trying to figure out a neater way to do things. And so what we've done is we're still giving away all our trophies and our nice prizes and stuff like that. But we're also like Sam's Club is one of our sponsors in Laughlin, and the winners in each category and the grand champions and things like that. Besides the trophies, because we're going to try and cut back a little bit on the trophy cost, we're going to try and give, you know, we're going to give away like $100 gas cards, you know, gas cards,
yeah,
things like that, because we found out that, you know, the trophies were great and everything, but hey, if that trophy cost you $50, I'd rather have $50 in gas money to get back home.
No,
so
your trophies that I like are the ones, and I don't know if you still do them or not. I love them. I've kept all of them that I've won. And there's few that I mean, I donate a lot of, like, the bowling trophies to charity and this and
sure.
that, but, you know, so they can be repurposed, you know, take the hog off and put a baseball player and, you know, give it to a little league or whatever. But I love your ones that have the, that are cut, the wood ones that are cut in the shape of the state.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then have all the information. Those,
yep.
to me, are cool trophies because it's something, you know, it's something you can put on the mantle or it's something you can put out in your man cave and, people are like, oh shit, man, that's really cool.
That's correct, and yeah, so then that's why we did that, because like we really, like you said, Smoke and Water Production tries to keep ahead of the game, and you know, we really listen to our people out there, and we try and make this, like I said, it's for them anyway, and then we literally did a survey and a poll. And that's what people want. And like I said, it's something you can put on your mantle, something like this. And don't get me wrong, the trophies are great and everything. But I mean, you know, they said they'd rather want that. And then also, like I said, the gift cards. I mean, just, you know, hey, put some gas in my car and all
yep.
that. And that's what we're all about too, because like you said, a lot of people out there that comment on forums and read them and do everything else, they might not even compete. And people don't understand, like I do, what you guys go through. I mean, what the cost is to do this. The love and the passion you put into it, and I mean, like I said, just and if you can just say, hey man, if I get back $100, if I win something over here, you know, at least I can get some more money, put some gas in my car, or I
yep.
can do this or that, because it's a very expensive sport, and I don't think a lot of people realize that, because even as big as barbecue is now, and who would have thunk it, like I said, every time you turn around there's something new on TV, but you know, there's only a handful of people out there that are really, you know, that have their own spices and rubs and TV shows and things like that, you know, and have a second job. There's only a handful out there that really do this for a living. So any amount of money that you can make off this is, you know, is good. And so that's what we always try and do is give back as much as we can to the teams. And we've been criticized for that a lot, that you're running the sport putting all the money, prize money into it, and I'm like, what in the hell kind of philosophy is that?
How can that be wrong, Chief?
If loving you's wrong, I don't want to be right.
Exactly.
But that's,
know, and it's one of those things too, Ronnie. We've always talked about it, you know, on the show and offline too. That's one of the reasons you pay so deep, also.
Absolutely.
Is you want to make sure? I mean, I don't. I think we got, you know, last time we were in Vegas, I think we got maybe one top 10 call, but we had everything, you know, around the 20s.
Yep.
And hell, we came home with $500.
That's right. Yeah, we call it spread
with
the
a,
love.
Yeah, with a you know, 15th overall. And to me, that's cool. I mean, we got our entry fee plus a little something back, and still, you know, had a hell of a good time and created some good memories and threw a lot of craps and drank a lot of whiskey.
I was going to say, you had a little money to shoot craps with that night.
Absolutely, bro, absolutely. Couple of things I want to hit on before
yeah.
I get you out of here, because, I mean, I know you got a busy night, but I could probably do 2 hours of you, bro.
Oh, yeah,
well,
I know
together,
you got a busy night too, brother. It's always a pleasure.
When we get together, we always have a blast. So you've got, you know, May 2nd and 4th coming up, Nevada State Championships in Laughlin at the Riverside.
That's correct.
How are you looking on team count so far? I mean, is it starting to fill up?
Yeah, what we found right now, we're a little over 30-ish on that. And what happens is everybody, that's what's crazy in this business. You know, everybody waits to the last minute anyway before they register. So, yeah, we're looking for a great turnout on that. And like I said, the casino's all happy. And it's all about, like I said, you know, we got our barbecue vendors and for the crowds and everything else. So we're doing really, we're doing what we thought we would do on that. So that's doing well.
That's excellent, man. That is great. I know you don't have the details up yet, but between the Harris event in Tunica and Pine Bluff, are you looking to kind of be around your usual 20, 25 grand?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, yeah. And Harris, actually, we're looking, we don't have everything set on that, but that's, I think, a $40,000 contest.
Wow.
And, Pine Bluff, you know, that's definitely going to be a minimum of 20,000.
Yep.
And, we're also we haven't signed our contract. We know what contracts are worth, but we got off the phone today. You know, we've been talking about Atlantic City.
Yes, sir.
And they have we started out with one of the casinos, and then the Atlantic City Event Center called us and asked if, you know, we'd be interested in having their help. And we said, well, yeah, hell yeah, you know, because you give us money. And they want to partner us with they have a PBR event out there.
Oh.
And it's on October the 5th and the 6th. And so they're talking about holding, wanted to know if I wanted to come out there and do an event from there. And it's going to be the same type of event we've kind of been teasing everybody about. It'll be right across from the boardwalk and everything else. It just won't be hosted by a casino because these event centers have to be partial since they help everybody out.
So October 5th and 6th, it looks like potentially Atlantic City.
That's correct. Yeah, and
thing is, I believe that's the same weekend as the Royal, right?
Now, to be honest with you, that's what I'm saying. I haven't checked dates or anything else. On that one, they just called me. We've been talking back and forth, and we talked today, and they wanted to know if that date was good, and I haven't looked at anything. I just got excited because they were also talking about a six-figure payday out there.
I'll tell you what, that's gonna put some folks in a decision for their chips, because I'm looking at it now, because I had tentatively planned on going to the Royal because we already qualified.
Sure.
Because we already qualified for the Invitational, and it is the same weekend, but you start talking six figures, walking to casinos. Now you get my blood pumping. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the Royal, but, I mean, now we're talking bigger money. And if you got a little bit of the barbecue population out there beating each other's brains out in Kansas City, you know, go do it.
Oh, absolutely. And they were telling me, and I've, you know, like I said, I've been out to Atlantic City. The boardwalk is unbelievable. And they said in October the weather is just
oh,
so beautiful out there. And the casino rows right across, you know, and so I'm really looking forward to that and hope this really pans out. But what I've been finding, Chad, is kind of fun is a lot of these casinos are like, well, what's it take to be the world's richest contest over here? You know, if you get away 125,000, what I need to do? I say, well, 126,
hey.
Man.
Yeah, hey, I'll tell you what, we're on internet radio, so I can say it. But when it comes down to casinos, it turns into a big dick measuring contest.
Oh, without a doubt, brother.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know that there's a child listening because I Dylan, if you heard that, I apologize. I forgot. I just saw that he was listening. He's a good friend of Mike Richter's. I'm sorry. I should have said earplugs.
But it's the truth, brother.
And my apologies to Dylan. I'm sorry.
Well, the casinos.
That's what it is, because everybody wants to. You know, that's a marketing piece to them, right? They want to be able to.
Absolutely.
That's attached to their name.
They want to say they have the world's largest event, and that means something. Plus the press, you know, they get off that too, because they, you know, these are really covered. And I just got to say this, and I know I've probably gone over my allotted time and everything, but what has happened is a great thing for barbecue, but it's you know, it's kind of like a double-edged sword. It's back in the old days before Sam's had their own series and before Kingsford had their own TV, you know, and all this other stuff. Promoters could go to Sam's Club and say, hey, you know, could you be a sponsor for $2,500 or $5,000?
Right.
Could you go to Walmart and do this? Well, now you can't do that anymore because, you know, you go to Sam's Club and they say, well, we appreciate it, but we have our own event.
Right.
And so all of a sudden, you're wiping out all your big sponsors. You know, Kingsford doesn't sponsor the small guys anymore. And
yeah.
I just hate to see some of these smaller events maybe going by the wayside because it's harder to get sponsor dollars. And that's kind of like I was telling you, the Jesse James thing. That's when we started turning to casinos because, you know, that's where the money is, and they pay you to come down and do this because they know you're going to fill their casinos up. We're going to put heads in beds, and they know dumbasses like me. Excuse me, but they know dumbasses like me and you are going to go in there and we're going to shoot craps all night and drink whiskey and probably lose our money before it's over.
Give me the yo, baby. Give me the yo.
That $100 yo that pays $1,500 every time. But it, you know, man, I always love you having me on the show, and man, I really appreciate what you do for a barbecue, and you really are spreading the word, my brother, and that's all good. It's good for everybody out there. Just look how far the sport has grown, and just think what's going to be in another 10 years.
Absolutely, brother. I completely agree with you, and I appreciate everything
you do
for the sport. So I'm gonna try to raise you up after the Nevada State Championship, because I know when that's completed and all that dust is settled, you're going to be getting all the details out there about Tunica and about Pine Bluff. And,
absolutely.
And we'll have you back on to talk about that. And man, I'd hope to see you middle of September. But you will definitely see me at the end of October. So
all right, buddy. Hey, and then again, May 2nd and 4th, you guys get out there and register. Smoke on the Water, BBQ.com. Chad, I appreciate you having me on, brother.
Absolutely. Hey, and one last thing, I'm gonna text you while you're out there.
Yeah.
Because that's Kentucky Derby weekend, baby. It's a weekend that means a lot to me. So I'm gonna have you lay a little money down for me.
We'll take care of you, my man.
All right, buddy. Take care, Ronnie.
See you later, buddy.
All right. Good night, man. All right, guys. Ronnie Cakes, he's always a pleasure, man. It's like catching up with an old friend whenever he's on the show. You know, I love what he's doing. As you heard him, smokeonthewaterbbq.com. Go over there, check it out. You can sign up right there. We're talking $2,000, $3,500 to GC, $300 entry fee, and that's already got your water and electricity included. So that's going to be a killer. 100% CBJs, as always at a Ronnie Cakes event. So I gotta say, man, I'm amped up. The guy always gets me excited. Hoping to cook those last three of his this year, Mississippi Pine Bluff, and out in Laughlin, and then wrap it up over there at the World Food Championship. So a lot of fun. Anyway, thanks to Ronnie. We're running late, but before we get over to Rich Parker, want to thank another sponsor of the show, Texas Pepper Jelly, Craig Sherry. You can pick up his products, whether it be the rib candy, whether it be the pepper jelly itself. Man, are they good? I'll tell you what, we have got to where we're using them on three of our four categories. We have been all of this year, and it just really gives you that little bit of sweet with a little bit of back and kick. When you go on the website, guys, you're gonna see habanero this, habanero that, but Craig has spent a ton of money on finding out what little amount of kick are those judges looking for. And he's got it right there in his rib candy products. I'm a big pineapple habanero fan. I'm a big apple cinnamon, just sweet fan. I'm a big fan of, he's got an apple habanero that's really, really good. So, and I believe he's got an apple cherry blend out there that I've cooked with, or I know that I've cooked with. I'm trying to remember if I need to order more or not. But anyway, you can catch it. You can get that over at TexasPepperJelly.com. You can also go to TheBBQSuperstore.com also. And with that being said, we are going to pull up from TheBBQSuperstore.com, Rich Parker.
How you doing,
Rich,
Ted?
What's up, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. Good. I hate to make you follow up to Ronnie Cakes. I mean, that guy gets a lot of energy pumping in the house, man, over the airways.
Man, could you imagine having a – I'd love to be able to come out here with a beak to beak and say I'm six figures.
You know what? Hey, not yet, bro. You can always work towards it though.
No
kidding. But I think what you're doing with that is super cool. You know, I think it's a cool opportunity, and I wanna talk a little bit about it. Maybe we just dive right in. You know, what was kind of the inspiration behind it, and kind of what are the things that you know that kind of got this thing kicked off?
Well, the idea has been tossed around for a few years in the Great Lakes Barbecue Association that, you know, there's the chest to chest, the butt to butt, and
mm-hmm.
everybody kept thinking about, man, what can we do? What can we do? And then just the beak to beak came out, and we just decided, let's run it. Let's do it. Everybody loves cooking chicken.
Yeah. No, everybody loves cooking, or everybody hates prepping it.
Yeah, everybody hates prepping it, but man, that's why we decided let's pay somebody to do it. You know, let's pay
Absolutely. So, and speaking about that, let's talk a little bit about, you know, what you guys have put together and kind of what's the format, you know, et cetera, for those folks listening.
Yeah, so the Beak to Beak is an invitational event. It's held in Mears, Michigan, in conjunction with the Silver Lake Apple Barbecue Festival. September 3rd is the date. And what we do is we have this event on the Friday night of that contest. So to get an invitation to the event, you have to win a KCBS-sanctioned, the chicken category in a KCBS-sanctioned event in Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, or Wisconsin. And this year, you have to do that by the weekend of August 17th.
Okay.
So if you win any chicken category in any of these states up until August 17th, we'll send you an invitation to go.
All right. So then you show up there. And
yeah, so we'll send you.
So will this kind of be like, the only one I've ever had access to is in talking to Rub Bagby, who cooked the butt to butt. We won't talk about his outcome, but if you ever want to go, you can search the butt to butt on YouTube. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, that's a good video.
Yeah, it's a pretty funny video. Love you, Rub. One, it's just an honor to get invited. I mean, the guy got invited because he's a world champion pork cook from the Jack. But but they do that the day before. You know, like at the butt to butt. Is that what you guys are thinking there, or kind of what's your method to your madness?
Yeah, that's absolutely what we do. On Friday, it's just a little sub contest that is going to happen on Friday afternoon, where we come up to you and we'll give you the rules and tell you this is the chicken you have to cook, how many pieces you have to turn in, and this is your time. And all those rules are decided within a week or two of the event, so you'll have plenty of time to get the material and practice you need to do, and that's it. I mean, I think last year we just did, we let the cooks decide to do thighs. We gave them the option of cooking any other meat, but everybody turned in thighs. This year it might be a little different. I mean, we have more money than last year, so we might make them do something a little more entertaining.
No, absolutely. So it sounds like it's something that's cool from the point of view of it. It's something folks can kind of get around and watch too. So even guys not cooking in it, you know, spectator wise, this and that. I mean, it seems like it could be something that would be pretty neat.
Sure, absolutely. It's a blast. You want me to tell you what the winner's guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Right now? So right now we have $500 in cash. We have a $250 gift certificate to the barbecuesuperstore.com, and we have 5 free entries for 2014.
Wow.
So far we got Smoking on the Water in Liberty, Indiana, Parkinson Smokeout, Evansville, Indiana, Silver Lake Apple and Barbecue Festival, Mears, Michigan, Masters in Maine, Fremont, Wisconsin, and the New Palestine Wine, Brew, and Barbecue in New Palestine, Indiana. So almost $1,200 in entry fee right there.
That is that is, you know, I mean, and how nice is that to know you're going into next year with 5 comps covered?
Yeah,
you know what I'm
saying?
I mean, that is sweet.
Yeah, we figured you win this. I mean, we got your gas money there in the cash. We got $250 to get the rest of your supplies and 5 free events. And, you know, that's just a start. We have a committee that is geared towards making this as big as possible. So all year we're going to be hammering organizers. And in the next couple weeks, I'm going to start hammering all my vendor contacts and getting free product. Because last year we got the winner over $500 worth of barbecue supplies donated. So we should... Yeah,
well, it's always cool to see guys step up like that, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was last year it was a great time. I mean, we had the Rub Smoked and Sauce guys. We had Mikey Z, Motley Q crew. We had Danielle from Diva Q won chicken, but she wasn't able to come. And then we had, all the names, I didn't print out the names before, but we had some good chicken cooks last year, and you know, Scott Fisher, Rub Smoked Sauce, he's their chicken cook. He ended up winning, taking it all. So it was a lot of fun.
So well, now, does he get an automatic invite back, or has he got to earn it?
No, this year he gets an automatic invite back.
Nice, I like that a lot.
Yeah. And, you know, hopefully next year we're going to, you know, we'll be able to add more places, add more comps.
No, I think that's a very cool opportunity, and I'm going to have to take a look at the qualifiers and see if there's an open weekend that maybe I can fly up that way and beg, borrow, and steal enough stuff. I mean, hey, I may not even cook the other three categories. I may just cook chicken and try to qualify for the beak to beak. You never know.
There you go. Cook some chicken. Everybody loves chicken.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's one of the things I've always said about the chicken category is, you know, you can go out there, and it's a category where you see a lot of new teams walk, and sometimes walk big because I think they just don't overthink it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They don't get too wild in the rubs and sauces and chafing at the little pillows like we do. They just take a thigh and keep it natural and just cook it right.
Right, and the other part I think is too is that you know part of me thinks that they maybe come off with a little more of a grilled profile than a truly you know smoked profile because
yeah.
That's just what they're used to doing at the house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think with that it you know if it's cooked well and it's still juicy and it's got good flavor, I think the judges may look at it as a little bit of a welcome change. You know?
Yeah, definitely.
So excellent. Well, we got a chance, and I got you, Rich. Let's switch gears for a second. I think what you're doing with the beak to beak's killer, and I can't wait to see how it turns out this year. And I think you're gonna have a lot of guys excited, and probably a lot of people disappointed if they take that second place chicken call in one of the qualifying contests. Let's talk a little bit about the barbecuesuperstore.com. You know, we had Mark on the show early on to kind of talk about you guys. Going ahead and taking that over and working kind of a transition out with Great Lakes Barbecue Supply. How's that been? You know, I would say, I mean, we've been, what, now 6 months, if not a little bit longer?
Yeah, it was end of October when we opened
yeah.
it up. It
how's it been?
It's been awesome. I mean, it's taken off. It's just flown. I think we started off with 50, maybe 60 items. I think we're up to 160 items right now. We just keep adding to the store. I mean, we're like kids on Christmas every day with this thing.
Yeah, no, and I would say, I mean, that's the thing about it. I mean, I do all my competition shopping there, and you know, it's the vast array of stuff you guys carry. You know, between the Cosmos and the TPGA, you know, you've got Harry Sue stuff over there. You've got Bubba Latimer stuff over there. It's a really nice place, for some of the things that you know, don't get me wrong. You go to Bubba's site, you can get his stuff, but at the same time, you know, I may need some Meat Mitch or I may need some Blues Hog or, you know, and you can go get all those things, kind of that one-stop shop. And I know when I talked to you about kind of how you were conceptually want to improve it and make it better, that was one of the big things you wanted to be, was that one-stop shop.
Yeah, we wanted to, and you know, part of our mission too is we wanted premier items. We didn't want just a bunch of crap that you can go to your local supermarket for. And
yep.
that's what we've been trying to do. We want the key items that are specific to our industry. Like we've added
yep.
recently that have flown off the shelf is frog mats.
Oh,
and,
yeah, really?
I mean, frog mats, they just, I mean, we can't keep them in stock. They just fly right off. And barbecue bachula, have you heard of that?
No.
It's a big monster 2-pound spatula. The thing can pick up a F-350. I mean, the thing's a monster. And, you know, we just picked that up. The guy's in Kansas City, and we got a hold of him. I seen somebody post about on Facebook. I'm like, that's the kind of tool that needs to be in our store.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I just picked it up. And I try to tell everybody, if you got some cool items that are good for our industry, send me an email. Send
absolutely
a store an email.
You know, and that's one of the things, man. You guys are always, you know, very open to the feedback on, you know, if there's something out there, if there's something that's missing. You know, you guys are very approachable. Like you said, just drop a line.
Yeah. Yeah, we have people all the time sending us, and, you know, we wish we could add things a little faster than we do because, you know, it takes time. You know, like I was telling you before, we've been researching disposable cutting boards. And that's been taking months to get off the ground.
Yeah.
And we're close.
Which one's that, Rich? I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
The disposable cutting boards?
Yes, yes.
We've been researching these for months. And, you know, we're going to, this weekend, they're going to be in the store. They're going to be ready to go. I'll send you a packet.
And I'm going to tell you right now, guys, if you've never cooked a contest with disposable cutting boards, you're missing out on life. Because at the end of the day, when that last turn-in's over, you know, and we even talked about it. Jimmy Brode and Rub Bagby turned us onto them, you know, a couple of years ago. And what we found is, you know, even though they're disposable, you know, you usually go through maybe two or three during prep. You know, I use one for chicken. We usually use the same one and just flip it over for pork and ribs. And then we'll use one for brisket. And then, you know, especially in KCBS with those 30-minute turn-in windows, it's so nice to kind of, you know, do whatever finishing things you're doing on that cutting board. You know, go to your box and just be able to take that thing and boom, toss it away. And for the money, you know, it's just to have that kind of peace of mind and that ease of cleanup is, I mean, it's well worth it every single time.
Yeah, after every category, what I do, as soon as I get back from turning my box, I go right in there to my table and I take the cutting board, I just fold it in half and throw it right in the trash. And then
yep,
the table's clean.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, I just throw another one out and I'm ready for ribs.
Absolutely. No, I completely agree with you. That is very awesome. I'm a big fan, and I think you'll see. I mean, I think those are going to be another thing that's going to be hard to keep in stock, because I think when people are looking out there and they're picking up their stuff, well, why not buy, you know, a pack of these and get them going? Because
yeah,
it's definitely a good piece.
Yeah. So I mean, business has been great. We constantly keep beating our sales quotas and our projections every month. So, I mean, the word of mouth has been great. We've been sponsoring some barbecue classes from out in Iowa to over in New York, and we've been, you know, sponsoring a few teams like the Whiskey Bent team, and we're sponsoring Warren County Pork Choppers, and, you know, they're spreading the word, and, you know, it's the word's getting out, and me and Mark were just talking. We just can't even imagine what it's going to be like in another year. It's so exciting.
Yeah, because I mean, you had the branding change. You know, so relatively, I mean, your brand's only, you know, little under 6 months old. But you know, you had the customers, and you had the traffic from Great Lakes. You know, I think it's great, and you know, and once again, it's one of those things that, I mean, you know, I believe Mark handles the majority of the shipment, right?
Yeah, I handle all the web stuff, and he handles the shipments.
Yeah, and so, I mean, it's one of those things, too. It's just cool knowing that, you know, if he sees an order on a Monday or Tuesday, he's sitting there thinking, you know what, I bet this guy needs this weekend. You know, while he's packing it, while he's printing out that address label, he goes, well, you know, it's not showing a delivery till Saturday. Maybe I'm going to drop this guy an email, or maybe I'm going to give him a jingle. You know what I'm saying? And see, do you really need it this weekend or not? You know, with some of your customers you see, you know, more frequently. And to me, that's the kind of customer service you're only going to get from from, you know, true guys that, that cook contest.
Yeah, and if, you know, when we get an order in, if we get it in tonight or through this 5, 6, 7 o'clock Eastern, before Mark goes to work, he packs it before he goes to work and just ships it when he gets to work.
Absolutely, so, I mean, our, that's cool.
Like today, we got an order at 10:30, 11 o'clock, and he happened to be running by his house. He just picked it up and shipped it today. So the order wasn't even a couple hours old.
Yep.
And, you know, a lot of the times if somebody picks USPS standard and it's only another dollar or so for a priority, Mark would just ship it priority. Just
right.
So somebody can get it in the next 2 days.
Yeah, just does the right thing. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's cool about it is, you know,
right.
You get that type of pop, you know, and people paying attention to your needs and just making the right decision for, you know, long term relationships. I mean, that's the thing that I know you guys are so focused on is the repeat customer. Did they find the product they
right.
want? Did they get the value they wanted? Did they get it, you know, in a reasonable way? You know, that's the three big things in kind of the business that you guys have.
Right, and also with speed too, we've also just signed a contract with UPS, so they've saved us some money that we've passed on directly to the customer. If your order is over 8 pounds, generally UPS is going to be cheaper. And from Michigan, I don't have the UPS map in front of me, but there's a several state almost all the way down to Georgia that's almost 1 day UPS ground.
Wow.
So, yeah, UPS is really fast.
So is that where you believe the majority of the shipping will come from here out?
I put on the website, you know, make sure you check both UPS and USPS. I don't want to turn off USPS because we have some
God
customers
knows
in Alaska. Yeah.
You know,
we have customers in Alaska that it's not good to ship UPS there. You know, it's too expensive. Where USPS,
right.
you know, or we have military servicemen and women that order from us that are shipping to APOs, and UPS is not, you know, it's not efficient.
Right.
Where USPS is very efficient. So we want to keep it turned on for those folks, but we just want everybody else to be aware, you know, check out UPS. It could save you a lot of money.
No, I completely agree with you. I think, you know, like I said, I mean, you always want to check out those options because the thing you hate is at the end of the day, you know, not paying more almost for the shipping than do you for your products, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I look at the bill we pay USPS by the end of the month and they get more than our vendors. They make more than us. They make, you know, they get more money than they,
yeah.
Than everybody's section there, the pie.
So anything else, Rich, before we wrap up here, anything else that you want to cover that's going on with the store, or the beak to beak or anything else going on?
You know, I think we covered the beak to beak. I hope, you know, some people get out and, you know, I forgot to add, the Beak to Beak is not for only Great Lakes Barbecue Association members. You don't have to be a member to qualify to be invited. Of course, the Great Lakes Barbecue Association would like you to become a member, but, you know, that's if you would choose or choose not to. You know, at the store, you know, I want everybody to, you know, as much passion as I have for it, I want to see everybody else want to, you know, go out there and use it. And, you know, I hope to continue my support of the Whiskey Vent Show. And I want to give all the customers a coupon code tonight. You know, I figure that's right, you know, my obligation.
Now, dude, I agree. You know, I never asked for them, but, you know, when great sponsors like you come through with it, I always appreciate it.
Well, I figured a good 15% off until, let's see, today is the 9th. So, I mean, we could do it through the 11th.
Through the 11th.
Your podcast will be going out tomorrow morning?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'd say through the 11th.
Okay, perfect.
And let's just do it as whiskey.
Sounds good.
Everybody
and we
loves
are
whiskey.
At the minute or hour 04 mark. All right, because I like to give the folks a tease if they want to listen to the podcast where they need to pay attention at, if you know what I mean.
yeah,
but no, man, most definitely, I appreciate it. 15% off, code is whiskey. That'll be through April 11th, and you want to get in there and get that over at thebarbecuesuperstore.com. Also, Rich has been gracious enough that we're going to give out a $10 gift card at some point in time tonight, and I definitely appreciate that, Rich.
All right, yeah, no problem. Glad to
and,
be a part of it.
And no, man, we appreciate, you know, everything you do for the show, and we love being a part of it. And once again, I mean, it's you know, cook teams taking care of cook teams, and really at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, brother.
Excellent.
All right, man. Thanks so much for the time, Rich. If there's anything we can do, you know, in the future about getting back on the air and letting folks know about anything new going on, feel free to let me know, brother.
All right, man. You have a good night.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, guys. Rich Parker talking about the Beak the Beak, talking about thebarbecuesuperstore.com, also pitmaster of IVQ. And, you know, I'm sure he's ready to go, getting pumped up. A little cabin fever's over. Time to go out and cook some contest. As you heard, 15% off over at thebbqsuperstore.com through April 11th. Your code for that is going to be whiskey. That's a EY. WHISKEY, and that is going to be where you want to go ahead and stock up on those barbecue and grilling needs. Real quick, before we go over to my buddy Mike Richter, I see him in queue there. One other show sponsor I want to bring up, Southern Bread Smokers. You've heard me talk about it before. I'm going to talk about it for a while. Built by cook teams for cook teams. Website is now up, finally. SouthernBreadSmokers.com. We will have the e-commerce portion up probably here in the next week. And I'm going to let you in on something a little bit. It's not up yet, but when that e-commerce part is up, there's going to be some financing options that are pretty much 6 months same as cash. So if you really got to have that Southern Bread Smoker out there and wreak havoc on the barbecue circuit, you'll be able to do it over there at SouthernBreadSmokers.com. But check it out. We've got the back porch model, which can cook a whole contest. I've done it on it before. If you want a little bit of breathing room, you got the Grand Champion model, which is what I currently cook on now. And then if you really got some catering needs or just need to feed a lot of people, you want a big smoker, we got the Granddaddy. Also in development, Adam and I just talked today, is a trailer model. Something that you could go out, hook it up to the back of your F-150 or likewise comparable half ton and take it right to the contest, throw up a 10x10 and start kicking some ass. So that's the options. But go check it out, SouthernBreadSmokers.com. Been great to us. We started cooking on it November of last year, and we have noticed pretty big change. I mean, we had as we talked about before, our 2012 was probably our worst results year in whiskey and barbecue. We hook up with Southern Bread Smokers, and we've had a little bit run of a success here over the last 5-6 months since we've been cooking on the cooker. So check that out, SouthernBreadSmokers.com. And now we move over to my good friend. Last time I saw him, he was celebrating a big Grand Championship, Mike Richter.
Hey, buddy.
How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well. A lot better than I was a couple weeks ago, but I'm doing pretty good now.
Excellent, man. So, dude, let's talk a little bit about, the Southern Swing, as we call it. How did it treat you? Obviously, I believe it started in Pensacola, where I saw you last, and I know. Not pretty damn well, Mike.
It started, I couldn't ask for a better start. One, I was doing, it's always challenging. I was doing a private class at the competition at the same time, which definitely the gentlemen that were there, proof was in the pudding because we did get the GC call. Then headed from there over to Mobile. We got a first place rib call there and a decent chicken call. I think it was third or fourth in chicken there. And then went to Ham. Well, took a week off and stayed with my friends Laurie and Harry Bright, who helped me when I'm down south, and kind of chilled and ate a whole bunch of seafood. And then when I went up to Hammond and didn't have the cook I was hoping for, but we did manage one call there, and then finished up in Slidell. And Slidell was unlike any other experience I had cooking anyway. We did manage a first place rib and a chicken top 10 chicken call there. The other meats didn't do so good, but, we always talk about how good the barbecue community is. It was cold. Well, you know how cold it was in Pensacola.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, for the past, 4 or 5 years, I've done this little swing down through there. And I went and bought more Levi's because I didn't take enough with me. Because, I was in shorts. But when you're lighting a fire and it's, 30 degrees.
Yeah. That's like cooking. Go cut. Hey, and you ain't like me, man. You ain't got that onboard insulation. You got to cover it up, brother.
Yeah, not enough. So, it finally started getting decent Wednesday before Slidell, getting better anyway, more of what it was normally like. And then it did get a little warmer, got a little more humid. I was started not feeling well when I was putting my chicken on. And
okay.
I watched my chicken. I got, beef still on there. And I got the beef off. I glazed the chicken, and something just, I'd been feeling nauseous for a while. And I broke out in just a major sweat. I mean, soaked my pants, my shirt. If I had hair, my hair would have been soaked. And started getting pretty queasy. My friends, Lori and Harry, were there, thank goodness. And we finished the chicken box. And Harry, the organizer, Frank, one of the organizers down there, Frank, such a good guy. He's walking by trying to check on people. And Harry says, well, where's the nearest hospital? And Frank asks why. So next thing I know, I'm trying to get my ribs off, and I got them drained, and I looked at Lori, started saucing the ribs for me because I was really feeling bad. And so I went and sat down. The EMT showed up and started doing blood pressure, and after they did that, it was high. And then they did like a on-the-spot EKG and said I was dehydrated. Yeah, and they, said, well, look, we want to do this, and this. I went back in and cut the ribs and dumped it on my friend Lori and Harry. I said, it's on you guys. I got to sit down. And I started slamming some Gatorade, Powerade, something, and a bottle of water. They told me to mix it 50-50. And she's finishing up the rib box, and the pitmasters was filming there. And I look up, and those that don't know how good a guy Tuffy is. You know, he is fantastic. I'm very blessed to be able to say he's my friend. I look up and he's checking on me, saying, what's going on? And
wow.
I kind of explained it to him, and he says, I got a few minutes. What can I do to help? He went in with Lori. They finished the rip box. Lori pretty much had it done. He, you know, looked at it, and off Harry went with the turn in for that. And
it was a first place rip.
Yeah, it was a first place rip. Yeah. that was the gift from God for sure. But then Tubby says, well, you know, and asked how I did my pork box, and I explained it to him, and he went to work doing my pork box for me before they called, and he had to go back, but he was able to finish it.
Wow.
Before he had to go back.
I've always thought, you know, I've met Tuffy a few times. I don't cook with him nearly as much as you because you guys are kind of in the same neck of the woods. But what a friggin' just class act, man. That is pretty damn awesome.
It is. And Don and Sharon from Smokers Wild were right next to us. Sharon came over and said Don could handle, and they finished his RGC, came over to see what they could do to help. You know, they're in the midst of competition too, you know.
Right.
Very big, everybody around me, Rick Hamilton, everybody's doing what they can to help. I mean, talk about a brotherhood or a familyhood, not because there's females involved, but Sharon said, I can do your boxes for you, Don, I can take care of ours. You know, everybody just stepped up. Which, you know, thank God Lori and Harry were there because they bore the brunt of it, including the cleanup afterwards and everything. But
you know what, Mike? If we hadn't been around it as long as we both have, you know, we'd be surprised. But that's just what this community does, and that's why I know you are, and I know I am. That's why we're just so daggone proud to be part of it, man.
Oh, we're so blessed, the people that you meet. But one humorous side of it, because, of course, when my wife found out, understandably, she wasn't too happy with me. And I'm blessed to have such a wonderful woman that loves me. But, you know, she says, no, we're not doing this again. And I'm hoping next year when we do it, we'll be together.
She
won't be working anymore, so.
Hey, mom will be keeping an eye on you, cracking that whip on you, son. Making sure you're getting plenty of water and fluids.
Yeah, something besides that scotch, you know.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna call the culprit. You know, it's just one of those things, Mike. Too, you know, I've noticed it before at contests where there'll be times, and I'm a much bigger boy than you are, but there'll be times where I can sit down and I can on a Saturday morning I can drink 3 or 4 bottles of water. I do not know this from a health point of view, but to me there's something about being around that smoke all the time also that kind of feels like it, you know, sucks a lot of the moisture out of me. And I know that probably sounds stupid, but it just does. I feel very dehydrated after a contest, and I know I drink some beers and I know I drink some whiskeys, but, you know, I think the other thing is we probably don't realize how much we sweat even when it is cooler, and we have our focus on so many other things besides, you know, making sure you're getting some fluids in you.
Right. Well, and I think I compounded it because, like I said, the seafood. You know, I lived in the Panhandle for a decade. I had shrimp, fried shrimp. We had oysters on half shell, fried oysters for lunch and dinner for a few weeks.
Yeah.
And, you know, it probably was an overdose on iodine as well. Trying, you know, all that to, you know, and the fried. I don't normally eat that much fried food. So I think it was a combination of everything. And it didn't help Barry Johnson, Swig and Pig, and Rick Hamilton from Ham Bones and I went to an all-you-can-eat fried shrimp deal.
Now, first off, if y'all haven't seen this Motley Crue, go look at your post office because all three of their pictures are probably up there on the bulletin board.
I'm sure the waitress probably thought so because it was, you know, we're sitting down and we're talking and Harry's there with us and Barry's dad, Mike, And so Rick throws down the gauntlet saying, well, I bet we can at least eat 50 shrimp. And they were nice. They were probably 20s.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a little feast there.
Yeah, they weren't popcorn shrimp. So, you know, and Rick, I think Rick ate 55, and Barry and I pushed 70. So
wow, dude, Rick's not a big boy. That's a pretty good number for him.
He's getting bigger. I hope he's listening.
Well, I'll tell you what, at your size, 70 is a number for you. Barry, I can see 70, but that's still a little bit of a feat, man. I mean, that's getting after it.
Yeah, well, we were sitting there laughing and carrying on, and the waitress was good. They were coming out hot. I mean, sometimes too hot that you had to let them cool a little bit to eat. And we were the last ones to leave the restaurant. They were closed by the time we left. But another humorous part of, I guess the only humorous part of the Slidell experience, you know, I'm not a large boy, but I'm a little portly, you might say. My apron that I wear, that Lori and Harry gave me, I bring it around like most aprons, and I tie it in a bow in front of me.
Yeah.
It used to be a big bow. Now it's not such a big bow. It slides underneath that Dunlap I've got. And, well, Tuffy's dressed for the show. You know, he's got to be doing all his work. So he puts the apron where Lori gets the apron for him. That little turkey, he wrapped it around you twice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. I've always, and he's one of the few guys, because I've always said never trust a skinny cook. But, man, that guy's food is awesome.
It is. And, you know, I know he's got a couple other restaurants in the works right now. But anybody driving up and down along 95 or whatever, they're easy access around Richmond, whether it's like Short Pump or down Midlothian. It's going to be as close to competition food
Yep. As
one going to a restaurant can get that I'm aware of. I know there's other great places out there, but places that I've had the opportunity to eat so far, it's spectacular. He and his partners and the people he's got running, because, you know, he doesn't stop. He gets up in the morning, 90 mile an hour, you know, and it's 7 days a week. You know, he's working all week and hopping on a plane to go film Pitmasters, flying back and, you know, going right back at it.
Exactly. And the other thing is, too, I mean, when you understand, you know, who the guy is culinary-wise, I mean, you know, when you look at his whole, you know, French cuisine background, what he's able to make happen with barbecue and how he's taken not those flavors but those different techniques for making meat hold moisture and for making sure he gets his flavor profile across. I mean, you know, he's definitely, you know, just a strong, you know, he's one of the few guys. I don't consider the majority of us to be chefs. We're cooks, Mike, but Tuffy's a true chef. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. He and you know, Rob McGee. Rob McGee's a chef with.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Hogs. But Tuffy, I think, cooked 13 contests last year, and I think he was in top 25 and everything. He was like 13th overall, top 15 in a couple meets. When you're only cooking a handful of contests. Well, the year that he won Team of the Year, I think he only cooked 15 or 16.
Right, and there's a lot of guys to do that. They cook 27, 28, 35. You know, they cook a boatload.
Yeah, I'm one of those guys. I didn't have the luck last year, but, yeah, I cooked that many, and I was behind him, you know. So, but that just goes to what you were saying about, well, one, his background. I mean, everybody talks about it, whether or not he learned it from the French chef that he trained under.
Right.
It might have been the Marine Corps when he was a cook in the Marine Corps, you know?
See, I never even knew that about him. I never knew Tuffy Stone was a Marine.
Oh, yeah. He's a Marine through and through.
Well, dude, when you get a chance, next time you see him, put in a good word for me. I'd like to hit him up. I'd love to have him come on the show.
Okay. I mean, it's... like I said, I know he's busy, and you know his wife and son don't get to see him near enough, and Sam's busy in sports and stuff. So
now, how old is his son?
Oh, I don't want to lie, but I'm going to say 13, 14.
So that's one of those cool things where, you know, kind of because you guys have put together for a while, this and that, you kind of, you know, that's another thing I think people don't pick up on is it's kind of cool when you've cooked with guys, you know, numerous years to kind of watch their family grow up, you know, kind of, you know, it's cool to see those kids go from little league to junior high, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's awesome also.
Yeah, well, we talked about it the last time we spoke. Another one of our good friends, Chris Hall, Big Ugly, that cooks with, cooks a member of Three Eyes now.
Absolutely, yes, sir.
You know, his youngest goes in the Corps in July, and, you know, we've been friends a long time. I mean, back when they were, you know, little league, you know, a long time, and now that's his youngest. His daughter and son have already graduated. They're getting their lives moving, and now his baby's going to graduate and go into the Corps, kind of follow Dad's footsteps there. And so, you know, you're right. That's one of the neat things about it. And, I mean, and then, you know, I know I was listening to you earlier, and, you know, I got lucky and was able to inherit two daughters from my wife. But we've kind of adopted, you know, Dylan that's listening now that was in there. And, you know, it's nice to have a young boy that's becoming a man around you, you know, close enough that you can see and watch him grow. And what, I mean, we're going to have to worry about him in the future. He's becoming a heck of a cook. He's practicing all the time. Not that his mother or her friends or his friends mind, because they come over and get to chow down. So,
We hit on it the first time, Mike. Let's take a step back. The first time I had you on the show, we talked about it. We may have a lot of new listeners. Let's talk a little bit about how you and Dylan have kind of developed the relationship you have.
Well, years ago, I think we were at the banquet in Philly, the Kansas City Barbecue Society banquet in Philly, and whoever was supposed to cook for a judging class in Salisbury backed out, and Linda Mullane, who used to be on the board and used to be a rep and all this stuff, and her and Jerry used to teach CBJ classes, got me in a weak moment where there might have been some doers involved, and so next thing you know, I'm my buddy Chris and I are cooking a judging class over in Salisbury. And there's this little boy that's kind of hanging around. And I didn't know who he was. I just knew, here's this little boy. You know, we got fire. We got all this stuff. But he was genuinely interested in what was going on. Well, Chris tagged him, and, you know, he said, yeah, I like to learn, do all this other. And Chris says, well, the most important thing when you're cooking, you got to be clean, because you don't want to make anybody ill.
Right.
So Chris took his apron off, put it on Dylan, gave him a Clorox spray bottle and a roll of paper towels, and off he went. And by the time we're cutting the meat up for the cooking, it was a large cooking class, a judging class too. So we're cutting a lot of meat. You know, you got to cut it so the pieces stick together and all this other stuff. Well, I'm cutting it, and you've got all these people that are helping to do all this stuff. They're all hanging around. Well, Dylan's standing next to me, and I hadn't tasted the meat. And I'm like, here, taste this and tell me if it's any good. Well, you know, immediately he takes a bite, then he runs to give his mom a bite, because there's a very, very special relationship there, like I think all boys with their moms. But so he stayed there, and we got the class done. They liked the food and all that good stuff. And we're loading up because, we're a couple hours from home. And we had cleaned the meat at a Marriott affiliate hotel the night before. And I'm sure that they saw us hauling out garbage bags full of scraps and stuff. They were probably wondering what's going on. taking it to the dumpster. But Dylan's dragging tables. He's, you know, working his tail off to help us get our stuff loaded and ask if we're going to Salisbury. And we said, well, yes, we are. That's where Pork in the Park is.
And I've been there.
Yeah, he goes, well, I live right by there. We'll be there. And, well, we said, well, now you have to come cook with us. So I think that made him happy. And he came, and his mom said baked goods in the morning, which was really nice. And baked goods.
Thank you, Stacy.
she's a cook in her own right. And so he knows the teams get there on Thursday. She didn't let him out of school on Thursday, but she didn't have the heart to keep him from staying home on Friday. So 7 o'clock Friday morning, he's there ready to help start trimming meat.
Oh, that's cool.
He's been a member ever since.
Dude, that is too cool. So,
we won that year too over at Salisbury. I think it was 132 teams, and so we got to take him to the stage. So you talk about getting hooked.
Oh my gosh, dude! He came in like he got to see the top. I mean, how much better? I mean, besides like winning the Royal, you know, 130 team field. That's most contests aren't that big,
right?
And I'm gonna tell you what, from the year that I coached Salisbury, I will tell you what, man, that is a murderer's row of Mid Atlantic, Northeast, couple of Southeast cooks. I mean, that is a tough lineup.
Yeah, it historically is a very, very competitive field. I mean, you know, current board member Steve Farron, you know, has cooked at several times.
Oh, yeah.
There's, you know, and who is an outstanding cook in his own right, you know, just barely missed Team of the Year to Rod a couple years ago. Like you said, the Mid-Atlantic, the barbecue gurus there, you know, of course, Three Eyes.
I mean, that guy, he's on hold right now. Hey Mike, we're keeping current Team of the Year KCBS on hold right now, so me and you can just kind of
talk about
him. Smack a little bit, you know?
Yeah, talk about him. Well, I don't know. You know, he's going to North Carolina to cook instead of going to Salisbury this year.
Oh well, he's trying to cherry pick.
Yeah, well,
he's doing. He don't want to run with him. He don't want to run with him. But I mean, hold on. Let's see if we can do this real quick, Mike.
Why don't we have Dan tell us why? There's multiple contests that are putting extra money up.
Well, he's probably getting comped because he's a big deal now. So why don't we, if you don't mind, let's just pull him in for a second and let him give you his 60-second on why he doesn't want to be at Salisbury. Hold on. Dan Hickson. Hold on. Should be coming up. Here we go. My goodness, maybe Dan's got a bad connection with us. But this is him, 443.
Yeah.
Dan? Oh, I just went back on hold. Hold on. Dan, if you're listening, call back in. I'm going to drop you. Call back in.
He kind of
stole my media thunder. But yeah. No, Salisbury, man, and we had the year that we cooked at Matt Ragusa from All Jacked Up won
right.
it and had just a, I mean, and for that field, that field just, he had stupid results. Like, I want to say he got calls in all four categories, top 10, in a 120-something field, 130-something field.
Well, he got first place brisket last year.
Wow. And the thing people don't realize is he does that and bends like a boss.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They go crazy with it. I mean, that's his job too. You know that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. But to me, man, most guys that you see kind of bend like that can't never. I mean, he's probably in my eyes the best. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of good pit masters like Rob Bagby. That'll
right.
vent at Lakeland or do this and that, but there isn't a contest usually that Matt shows up to that he doesn't have a crew out there vending. And yeah, he may have a crew, but it's still his money on the line. he's got to keep an oversight on it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He's one of those guys that gets some of the best results.
Matt and John work well together. So,
yeah, you're right.
I mean, and that, unlike, you know, Rob's got somebody, you know, Rooster's got, you know, people too, but the John and Matt, you know, one of them has eyes on the line at all times.
Right.
So, you know,
and
where
and
I think
you know,
Rob
he's
gets stuck watching the line a lot more than some of the others.
Right. And then sometimes Matt brings that old Sludmeck fella in there, old Steve.
Yeah.
You know, and puts him to work on some ribs and this and that, but no, that Pork on the Park is a one heck of a contest, and I'll tell you what, if it wasn't right up against, we have a great contest down here that has been, you know, really, really good to us in Venice, Florida, an FBA contest, and I missed it one year, and I hated to miss it to go up and cook Salisbury, but man, I really, really enjoy that contest, and the event organizer's name, what is it, Mike? You know it, and it's on the tip of my tongue.
They changed. It's Steve Miller this year. This is the first year where Sandy Polk has not.
Oh, Sandy, she's gone?
Yeah, she's retired, but she's not gone from barbecue. She's, and I'm going to get the name of it wrong here. She is going to have a contest in Delaware next year's, which looks like it'll be the third contest in Delaware. I got to think of the name of it. I'm drawing a blank. But it's in conjunction with gambling and stuff, as you were talking with Kate's and stuff.
Yeah.
So and one thing you can count on, if Sandy's involved with it, and it's already sanctioned by KCBS for next year. I'm sure she probably called KCBS and said, oh, I'd like to do the contest. Here's going to be the prize purse, here's the organizer, I'll be the organizer, here's where it's going to be, and they probably said, okie dokie.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, of her reputation.
Oh, she's got a huge name, absolutely.
Right, well, and she knows, I mean, once she was with the tourism department, she knows what it does for the community.
Right, absolutely.
And, you know, this is about how many rooms it could bring. Because
yep.
We go there, invariably, you end up going to a store. You know, and you buy something. And I would say for everybody that's listening, when you do go to a contest, I know they say this a lot down in the South, and I've started hearing it sum up this way. When you go to a contest and there is you shop, let the people know. You go to a restaurant, people know that you're there so that you're in their town spending money because of the barbecue contest.
Yes, we always make sure that we talk about that, especially here locally. Like if we go 3 or 4 hours away to a contest, or if we take that, you know, big trip somewhere, you know, people always say, well, what are you doing here? And you talk about it because guess what? Next year when that organizer hits them up, it may be worth a $500 or $1,000 sponsorship or more. You know what I'm saying? But it's something to grease the wheel and when they're at a Chamber of Commerce meeting, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, it's a good thing to do.
It is a great thing to do. And that contest is in Harrington. I want to say Triple X or something. I'm not exactly sure. In Harrington, Delaware, that Sandy's going to put together. And I think it's going to be in March, which will be way early for this area.
Well, another thing, too, is Delaware, what is that, a 1 or 2 draw state? Maybe 3 now?
Right. It was 1 last year, and it'll probably, I think there's rumor it's going to be a 2 this year. If not, it will definitely be a 2 next year. Hang on a second here. I've got, do you have a 504 area code?
I'm waiting for him. He just dropped off the line. There
right,
he is. Let's pull him up.
Do you have a 504, he said, area code?
Yeah. I got this guy that I heard is dodging you in Salisbury. I think I got him up right now.
Can you hear me this time?
Damn,
yeah,
we hear you.
There he is.
We hear
you.
Can you
hear me?
And yeah, we hear you, brother. Can you hear us?
Oh, fantastic, yes.
Well,
yeah,
so,
I've been hearing you. I've been hearing all thoughts of, like, cherry picking and everything else.
Well, I mean, that's what we hear. Maybe you're kind of trying to avoid Mike and that whole Salisbury murderer's row. I mean, what's going on here? We're going to give you a chance to defend yourself, brother.
Well, we got a couple different facets going on. You know, you find it strange that Mike teaches a judging class and then wins that year? He taught those judges.
Oh!
Things happen.
That's one. Two is it's logistical. I mean, we're down in Florida. Our trailer's still down in South Carolina, so it makes sense. We're 15 minutes away from it right now.
Excellent. So what contest in North Carolina is that?
Kings Mountain.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, let's be honest, Dan, that is a tough, tough field.
Oh, it is a tough, tough field. But the other thing is I heard you guys talking a little bit about Sandy leaving. I mean, and leaving isn't really the right story from what I understand. But, you know, you got an established contest that's grown to 130-plus teams. And when the organizer leaves and brand-new organizers jump in, that's not going to be a good situation. And I've already heard grumblings of smaller comp spaces or comp area and people being turned away. It's going to be growing pains in an established contest. And that scares me, quite frankly.
I don't disagree with you, Dan. But let me ask you this, Dan. Are you going to cook those other Carolina contests that are tied in with Kings Mountain?
No, we're going to do – we added Lexington, but not, we're not going to do the other ones.
Well, I will see you at Lexington. But you're going to go on up to Delaware, though, right, in a couple weeks?
Yeah, we'll hit the two back-to-back in North Carolina, and then we'll be back home, which would be nice. That'll be like, 10 or 11 competitions we've done away from home. So be nice to be back in the Mid-Atlantic.
Well,
yeah.
and that's cool too, though, Dan. I mean, I know you do it. I know Mike does it too. Isn't it always fun to kind of get way away from your home state and just see where you stand? And see what the profiles look like. I mean that to me has always been a fun thing. I mean, we've been fortunate to do 13 states in a little over 3 years, and we hope to put two or three more on this year. But I think it's very interesting to see what you can learn from it.
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting and it is fun, but, I mean, truth be told, if we could compete in the Mid-Atlantic year-round, I'd never leave. I mean, we have good quality contests here, and, I mean, I'd love to stay close to home.
But I've got to say, you know, and Mike, I'll let you answer this first since Dan kind of made the statement. As you guys can tell, being the great radio host I am, we're probably going to go with both of these guys until 10 till, if you can do that, Mike. And then about 10 till, I'm gonna drop Mike and let Dan talk a little bit about the upcoming class. Does that work for you guys?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, Mike? I lost my headset there. So what'd you say, bud?
I was saying if I pull you another 10 minutes, am I going to hurt you or are you good?
No.
Okay, perfect. All right, so you heard what Dan said about, you know, he wouldn't leave the Mid-Atlantic if he didn't have to. But, you know, one of my things is it seems like you guys are getting more and more contests every year. Would you say that's right, Mike?
I'd say that's an understatement. They're growing by leaps and bounds up in this area. You can almost go weekend, and Mike Fay, the president of MABA, told me, and I'm misquoting, but I want to say June through August, you don't have to leave the Mid-Atlantic area. There's a contest every weekend.
Dan, you too. I mean, so you're obviously seeing that same growth and that same, you know, is it now getting to a point where maybe back in the day when you guys started, and Dan, this is for you first, you know, there was that one contest in the Mid-Atlantic area. And now you're having to make decisions. Maybe there's two that weekend, and which one do I want to go to up there in you guys' neck of the woods?
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the main reasons I did the Tampa Sam's Club was because there was a contest every week of the Sam's in the Mid-Atlantic. So you have to choose. I decided not to choose, stuck with the contest that I was going to do, and did the Sam's in Tampa. So you have that.
It did pretty well with it, too, if I remember right.
Barely. We eked in with a six. We had two good finishes and then fell off the radar with brisket and pork. So
yeah, no. I heard those two huge calls first, and I was like, you know, I mean, these boys are gonna win it. But then old Rub, man, he had the time.
Well,
yeah,
the way it started, I thought he was just going to repeat Lakeland.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I knew Rub had it when he was saying how bad his brisket was and how it was dry and screwed up and everything else, so I kind of conceded that at that point.
When he said that to me, he's like, oh, man, you know, my brisket was horrible. He's like, it could be a 160, 165 brisket. And I said, Rub, I said, I've known you a long time, buddy. And I ain't never seen one of your briskets, you know, finish that low. So yeah, he was sandbagging us from the get-go, boys.
Well, So
one of those things. I mean, maybe you brought up something, Dan. That are you seriously telling me it was, you know, Sandy kind of got pushed that way?
There was again, this is secondhand information. I mean, I know she had some kind of injury, and that affected her job, which was tied in with the contest. I mean, those are what I think are facts. Everything else, I mean, Mike, I think you're closer to the source if you know anything else.
Well, I know a fair amount. I just don't know that I want to go public with it. I don't think it's my
that's
public,
fine.
She did have a hip injury. I mean, she had some medical issues, and then unfortunately the surgeries had to be repeated because of issues with that. She ended up retiring, but we thought she was still going to be involved with the contest, but that didn't happen. So, you know, she's going to have the contest up in Harrington, and I think it'll the first year for that. That'll be a first year contest nobody will want to miss.
No, I will tell you right now, if that's a weekend that we can make it up there, we'll go up there and cook it, because that lady, you know, with coming from Florida, with coming from Florida, and our buddy Bob Barbecue Bandit brought all the equipment down for us to cook on, this and that. You're obviously trying to orchestrate some things, right? Like, you know, is it okay? You know, I know you said it's going to be open during this hours, but between our flight and when he can get down, and she bent over backwards to take care. And for that big a contest, the amount of times she came by and checked on us, I was just blown away. So that's the only reason I ask. I'm not trying to stir anything. I just got a ton of respect for her. And like I said, I mean, any contest she's associated with, you know it's going to be ran first class into the hill.
She's going to go the extra mile. That's true. And, I mean, Dan hit the nail on the head as far as I'm sure there's going to be growing pains. From what I understand, and I don't know this for a fact, but they've changed the layout this year. I don't know what that entails. I have heard that spaces are going to be tight, which is an issue for me, you know, because I take up a lot of space. We were lucky and got the entry at the banquet out in Kansas City. And that, and you know, it's Dylan's right there. It's a special contest for us.
Sure. No, I completely understand that. I completely understand it.
Yeah.
So, Mike, anything before I let you go that you want to hit on the way out? Obviously, we wish you the best of luck in Salisbury. Would love to see you and Dylan win that thing this year. Anything else?
No, I'm headed up to Ralph's Creek this weekend. We're vending and catering a dinner up there for the King of the Hammer for those four-wheel drive fanatics out there. These aren't really Jeeps. There might be something on there that's a Jeep, but these are rock climbing vehicles that are amazing. My buddy Paul and I will be up there with some folks, and there'll probably be a couple thousand people there. It's going to be an exhausting weekend. I know Dan's going to talk about his upcoming classes and stuff, which I'm going to see if I can't get in there and get a chair. The But if people are interested, they can hit me up on Facebook. We have been doing more and more at the actual contest type classes. But want to wish everyone well. And Dan, we'll see you in Delaware and then in Lexington. So
Lexington's first, I think. But yeah,
I got to get my dates together. So, it's the weekend after Salisbury, right?
Yeah, Lexington's week after Salisbury.
Yeah. So
Dan, remember Mike's on retired time. He's a lot
of fun.
That's it. So,
well, hey,
you guys, all wish you all the best and safe travels to everybody. And Chad, thanks for having me on, and look forward to seeing you soon.
Excellent, buddy. Thanks for the time, Mike. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
See you later, Mike.
All right, guys. Mike Richter, Chick Swan, and Bovine. And like he said, it's one of those things that, and we're going to talk about a great class here with Dan here in a second. You've always heard me talk very, very highly about Rub Bagby's class, and there's a lot of live classes. But, you know, what Mike offers with actually cooking a contest with him, you know, that guy's not going to pull any punches. He's out there to win a contest. And I've talked to three of his students that have taken, you know, live classes with him at a contest, and they've all been very, very pleased. So, anyway, Mike Richter, Chick Swan, and Bovine, always love having the guy on. And now we're going to get one-on-one here with Dan Hickson from Three Eyes. First off, Dan, I want to tell you, man, it's good to have a common sponsor with Grizzly Coolers. What a I don't know how you got hooked up with those guys, but Mitch Bedwell did me a big one and introduced me to Brian over there. And man, I can't wait to get mine. I am really, really impressed just based off the things that I've seen about the coolers. And I saw yours in Lakeland. They were beautiful.
Yes, sir, and I actually got Brian signed up for my class in June.
Oh, awesome!
Yeah, so he's gonna get some lessons in comp barbecue, and we'll have some Grizzly support there. So that'd be nice.
So you're gonna teach him about something besides killing very large animals? You're gonna teach him how to cook?
Yeah. Well, I understand he's a good cook already. He posted some pictures with some fantastic rub on some ribs on the smoker out there. So I think he's already a fan of barbecue. So.
Very cool.
But, yeah, they are fantastic coolers. Did you get yours yet, Chad?
I haven't got them yet. I'm hoping that they'll – I've got a contest next weekend. I'm hoping to get them by then so that I can utilize them. But when I look at the ice retention studies and I've talked to them about, the kind of testing they went through, and it's really, really, really impressive.
Did you see the video where they parked a tractor on top of one?
Yes. Well, and I just got done telling my wife, because, you know, they said, well, you know, what do you need? I said I'd like a 60 for our, you know, cold beverages, and I'd like a 150 for our crop meats. And I went and looked the other day. I was just cleaning my trailer out today, and I looked at my wife and I said, I guess we'll find something to do with six igloo coolers, because we're not going to need them anymore. Because in the big igloo coolers, I would spread my meat out because I'd always be worried, and I'd pack the heck out of it with ice because I was always worried about losing that cool that I was looking for. And now with this, I mean, think about how slick that is just to be able to put two really good coolers on your trailer and just go with it, you know?
Oh, it's awesome. And they're lockable, too. I mean, that's a sweet feature right there. I could leave them in the back of my truck and lock them up.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, and I'll get your comp meat stole like our good friend Rob Bagby's had once or twice.
Exactly.
Real quick, talking about that before we get into the new class or the soon to be class you got coming up. How was that? The 30-second elevator pitch. How was that coming down here and teaching a class with Rob?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, but there's a new classification of tired for me now. I mean, there's everyday tired. There's competition tired, and now I have class tired. I mean, I felt like I did three comps in 2 days. I mean, that was rough.
Yeah. It's fantastic. There's so much going on.
But yeah, I mean, we've been talking. There could potentially be another one with, or one or two actually, with Rub and us down the road. But nothing in the near future.
But I mean, that was a big turnout. I mean, you guys sold out, right? 50 plus.
Yeah, I mean, we tried to cap it at 30, and we got so much interest, and we tried to cap it at 40, and people just were very persistent. So I think we ended up with 53 on the books, which was a very full class. But I think everyone went happy. I mean, we had enough instructors there. So.
Well, and that's one of the things I heard was you guys were really good with the hands-on, and I heard what you had set up from a kind of an audiovisual point of view, even being that large a class. I remember going to Rub's first class. You know, and we did it in a shack there up in Live Oak. You know, it was a small group, but it was a group that really walked away with a lot of information. So it's good to see you guys being able to build it like that. But everybody said it still had that warm feel.
Well, you know, we've had a lot of lessons learned. I've taken a lot of classes. Rubs conducted a lot of classes.
Yep.
And we all know what we've loved and hated out of those. And, you know, we tried to bring the best experience possible for everybody. It was a learning experience for me, you know, our first four-meet full-on comp class. So that's one of the main reasons why we joined with Rub for that one.
Well, and that's what I was going to ask you is I know you've done a lot like I have. I mean, I do probably a class at least every month here in the Central Florida area. But it's more geared towards the backyard guy. You know, the guy that's just trying to take his stuff to where his in-laws go, damn, that is a great pulled pork, or those are awesome ribs.
Exactly.
You know, and they're usually a couple hours at most, but when you graduate up to cooking a full or teaching a full comp class, one, the expectations are higher because these guys already know those little, you know, you're not gonna amaze anybody by saying, hey, make sure you pull the membrane off the back of the rib.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, these are guys that are really looking to go from that top 10 to that GC, you know?
Exactly. I mean, so we want to make sure they get that information. You know, there's a lot of questions I ask up front, you know, before people even show up. I want to know what they're cooking on. I want to know what they want to get out of the class. And that helps me. You know, there's only so much information you can teach even in 2 days. So I want to make sure I hit those highlights of what everybody wants out of the class.
I completely agree with you because it's challenging, and so you're asking for that feedback up front because you want to make sure everybody walks out of there with a smile on their face, and I'll tell you what, I mean, that first class we took, if you would have seen the next weekend when we won that GC, the only people happier than us may have been Rub.
Exactly.
You know, and you hear a guy like Rod Gray talk about it. Rod's teach, you know, taught classes forever. And when I hear him talk about the excitement he gets when he sees guys win, and I'm sure it's going to be the same for you when you either see or you get that first email that says, hey, either based on your joint class or your barbecue guru class you got coming up here, man, you know, we want it. We want to thank you.
I've already got them. I'm on, like, number 10 on Facebook posts or email posts to me saying, hey, this is, you know, we learned so much. We finished such and such at this competition, and every one of them's made me smile, and that's a new experience for me. So that's pretty cool.
Isn't that awesome? I mean, that is just great. And to me, that's one of those things, you know, I've heard, you know, and me and Greg Rempe have talked a lot about it together, is, you know, do you feel like competition classes have watered down the sport? And I said, no, I said, I perfectly don't. I said, I think what it's done is it has helped us save a lot of guys that may have lost. You know, I mean,
hello?
Damn, we, you know, I was down that road before when we first started. You're kind of, you know, scratching your head and you're trying to figure things out. But a lot of guys will look at it and go, well, I can go cook a class for, you know, or to take a class for less than it'll take me to cook a comp. Why wouldn't I go educate myself, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, and what was really cool is that the results, the emails that I'm getting are coast to coast. You know, I've had people from California tell me that, you know, the recipes and the flavor profiles and everything that we've taught work out there. And that makes me smile, too, because I'm not a firm believer in changing per region. I think good barbecue is good barbecue.
Absolutely. Absolutely, I agree. So, Dan, real quick, why don't you go ahead and plug what you got going on over the Barbecue Guru Factory?
Sure. Well, we got June 8th and 9th. We picked that because it's a Saturday and a Sunday. And there are, as far as I know, no competitions in the area. That's actually the dates for the Marietta, Ohio comp. That's not happening. I know you went up to that one before.
Yes, sir.
But, general structure is Saturday, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. We'll go through all the prep and start cooking. Put dinner and beverages after that. Everyone can break, stay, hang around. They can break overnight, go out to hotels. There's areas to camp there, nice grass area to set up tents. Sunday we'll pick up at 7, go through 2 o'clock, full turn-ins, and, until all questions are answered. So it's not like 2 p.m. we walk out of there. We'll make sure everyone gets their questions answered. It includes breakfast, snacks, dinner, shirt, huge goodie bags. We've got plenty of sponsors in already. The cost is $650. If you are a barbecue brethren, I'm offering a discount. And if two people sign up, email me and mention they heard the class on the show, I'll give a $100 discount as well.
Wow. So $100 discount.
You got it.
Wow. Dan Hickson, that's strong.
Well, try and spread it out a little bit. The sponsors we got lined up are awesome. I mean, Barbecue Guru for hosting it. One of our sponsors is stepping up for a goodie bag sponsor, First Mariner Bank. We got Grizzly Coolers in, Yoder Smokers, Big Papa Smokers sending out some rub. We got Smokin' Licious giving everybody some wood that we use. Barbecue and Beyond is giving some sauce. And Fab, of course. So everyone's going to walk away with a bunch of different stuff to try. You know, any questions, Chad? I mean, anything I should mention here?
No, I think you've covered it, man. I mean, I think is there going to be a little bit of Three Eyes in the bag?
Of course. People will get their fill of Three Eyes.
One of the things is, I think people need to understand, especially people that haven't. That haven't taken a class before it's pretty intense, Dan. I mean,
absolutely.
The one thing I'll tell you is at Rub's class, I personally took 33 pages of notes. And it's one of those things, man, you know me, man, I'm a fun loving guy. I like to drink my beer and drink my whiskey and have a good time. But at that class, man, I was stone. I didn't touch anything until probably the 5:30 mark.
No, I know. In a January class, one guy came up to me stunned and goes, "Dude, I took 9 pages of notes on brisket."
Yeah. It's amazing.
It is. In fact, we're going to have extra pen and paper on hand because people just don't come prepared. They don't realize how many notes they're going to take.
I completely agree with you. I completely agree with you. On the season side, I do have a question for you.
Huh?
Me and you've talked about this personally and on the show before. You made Three Eyes as a good all-purpose rub.
Yep.
And I will tell you, we cooked a non-sanctioned wing contest this weekend, and that's all I used. All three categories, buffalo, dry rub, and open category, we use Three Eyes as our seasoning. And it's great on wings. The reason we did it is I love cooking wings on the house with it. Is there any plans in the future of maybe another rub or a sauce, or are you just fat and sassy where you're at? You're going to leave it there.
No, there's always thoughts. There's been thoughts for years. There continues to be new thoughts as well as the old ones. I was after a beef rub for a while. I have a great recipe for a beef rub, which is based on Three Eyes and goes into like a Montreal steak seasoning. I just haven't been able to get it manufactured to my specs, so I'm not going to put that out there. But now I'm starting to get the wheels turning again. I'm actually starting the season to pair some of our competition meats with some of Big Papa's rubs and our rub and get into a little bit more layering. And that layering has really got my head swimming as far as possibilities for future rubs and different angles to go at. But, I mean, Three Eyes remains strong after 7 years on the circuit. I mean, it's still doing its job. There's no reason to kick that one to the curb by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
Same thing this weekend. We did a wing competition, a go-naked one in Greencastle, Pennsylvania. And Go Naked being there was no electric, there was no gurus, couldn't use anything like that, couldn't use anything battery operated. So it was just bare bones, and we went came away with the grand championship there for the wings. Then there were other chicken ribs, which we got third in ribs and I think sixth in chicken. And that was three as rub with some of our experimentations. So that was a good comp to experiment with.
I'm going to tell you what right now. And for people that we actually just went over in the show, so for the people that downloaded on iTunes and listened to the last couple of minutes, I'm going to give up a secret myself. That happy end, I'm sure you have, you know Sterling. Dude, that happy ending, it's appropriately named.
Uh-huh.
I think we just leave it at that. I mean, it punches up a lot of things, brother.
And doesn't it pair well with another rub?
Yeah, well, I mean, Dan, we've used yours for a while, so I would say they do some magical things together.
Exactly.
They create you getting checks at 5:30 in the afternoon, Saturday afternoon. It's very, very interesting because they do complement each other well. I think we'll just leave it at that. There's some pretty cool things there for sure.
And he's got a jalapeno rub too, not the salt, the other jalapeno
rub, which
is absolutely fantastic.
Well, you know, at the same time, too, I mean, I think a lot of people may not know kind of who Sterling is or what his background is, but, I mean, this is a guy that's not trying to make – I mean, with Ball Guitar Strings, if you're a guitar player, you know who Sterling Ball is and his family. This is a guy that's not going to attach his name to something that's just, you know, another, you know, me too. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So – No, the products that I've tasted have always been, you know, really high quality.
You got to keep your eyes open as a cook. I mean, you got to keep looking at other people's products. At least I do. I mean, I'm always Rod Gray's new stuff. I haven't tried his rubs. Really like the sauces. You know, you can't be afraid to switch things up and try new things to get different ideas and different angles. I mean, that's at least how I believe it to be. So.
Well, and once again, there's another guy, Rod. I mean, that guy does this for a living. So, once again, I haven't tasted the stuff either, but I just got to believe the guy's not going to attach his name and his brand to something that's a me too.
Right.
You know, it's got to be something that's, and I got a lot of respect for what you said, Dan, about, yeah, I had this beef thing, but nobody could mass produce it to my specifications. And yep. And you've told me this before about the first rub, which is I wasn't going to allow it to be packed unless I could take it right out of the bag and put it on my competition meat.
Right.
And I think that's one of those things that guys have to keep focused on, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you have to take care in your product. I mean, you're standing behind it. I mean, I'm standing behind it. I mean, I use it. It's fantastic. I keep up with quality control on it. I mean, but I'm not going to put something out there just to – there are so many people that have told me I need a full product line, and my next response is, why? I don't need 8 rubs out there. If there's not another one that I don't believe in right now or think that's fantastic, why put it out there?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So before we wrap up, anything else we should hit on, Dan? Anything else I can get out there for you, brother?
I don't think so. I mean, I think that's what I wanted to get out there. I mean, Dan at 3EyesBBQ.com, if you have any questions, if you need an application for the class, if you have any questions, I have no problem exchanging emails or talking on the phone. Make sure that, you know, that's a lot of money to shell out. I want to make sure it's the right fit for you. I'll tell you the truth. I've turned some people away and said this isn't the right class for you. And I've told a lot of people it is. So,
well, you know what, Dan? It's better to weed that out on the front end than deal with complaints on the back end. I appreciate you doing that.
No, I mean, there's and to who it's not appropriate for are the people that want a step-by-step procedure. You know, I want to do this at this time and that at that time and this at that time. And this is more in the theory of why we're doing what we're doing. You know, there's different ways to get to the same endpoint.
Well,
it's important to think through that.
And it's one of those things too, my friend, I will tell you. You know, it is, you know, I'm a very regimented guy. So when I started cooking barbecue, I wanted to know at 5 hours you do this, at 7 hours you do that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But now as I've cooked more contests, you know, I've taken Rubs class, I've taken Danny Kugel's online class, I've watched Cosmos's DVDs, I've cooked 60 plus. I get to learn. It is a look and feel game.
Right. But, where I lead people is if they're asking me a question like, well, is it 5 hours or 5 hours and 15 minutes or is it five and a half or, you know, stop. Think about how you got to the 5 hours. Was it based on color? Was it based on the feel? Was it based, you know? I mean, those are the things that we're trying to go beyond teaching basic timeline and the why or how that timeline was developed. And I think that really helps people adjust when there's problems in the cooking process, because that's how a competition's won. You know, is adjusting when things go poorly.
Absolutely. I completely, completely agree with you, brother. Well, with that being said, man, let's wrap it up. Go ahead and hit the 3i sponsors. I know you guys have got a bevy of them, but let's get them some love.
All right. We got Barbecue Guru, First Mariner Bank, Grizzly Coolers, Yoder Smokers, Big Papa Smokers, Smokin'Licious, and Fab. That runs out of the sponsored list.
Dan, I appreciate you being on the show tonight, brother. I wish you all the best. I think the class in June is going to be a sellout. I think you'll be turning people away here before you know it, just from a numbers point of view. But I wish you all the best with that, and I hope to talk to you and see you again soon, man.
Well, thanks so much for having me, man. I appreciate it.
All right, brother. Anytime.
All right. Bye.
All right, guys. We went after hours tonight, about 10 minutes late. For you folks that did download off iTunes, make sure, two things, save you a little bit of money here at Whiskey Bent in the Pit. 15% off over at thebarbecuesuperstore.com through April 11th. Is whiskey. It's going to save you 15%. Go get those orders in now. Also, $100 discount. You reach out to Dan at 3eyes.com, 3eyesbbq.com. Tell him you heard about the show here. You want to book the class because you're going to get your money's worth, I promise, and you're going to save $100. With that being said, until not next week, it's going to be 2 weeks from now. 2 weeks from now. Keep the pit lit.
Let her go, Chadwick. Turn up your radio, build a whiskey and drink it down slow. It's Whiskey Bent in the Pit. If you don't listen, boy, you ain't shit. Outlaw Barbecue Show. He's an all-night smoker, a cold beer holder. His spare ribs will blow your mind. And with his Cosmos Q and his Green Mountain grills, he'll walk the stage every time. Turn on your radio, crack a beer, Chad's ready to go. It's Whiskey Bent in the Pit all night, late night. If you don't listen, boy, you ain't right. Outlaw Barbecue Show. Whiskey Bent in the Pit radio show. Good for the egg shakes and sack of. Can I get a raise? Hell, come on. Woo.